Hello and welcome to day 13 of 21 Days with Rumi. I hope that you are well. Rumi talks a lot about love. The love that Rumi talks about, it is unconditional love. Sadly, we live in a world that does not promote healthy templates of love. Love in our world, it is rarely unconditional. Yet practicing unconditional love, it is the most remarkable healing tool for self-healing, self-transformation, and healing the world around us. The truth is, we cannot give unconditional love until we are whole and unconditionally loving of ourselves. It must start inwards. But what does that truly mean? What does that truly look like? And that is what today is about. And over the next few days, we will cover all aspects of unconditional love and how it shows up when interacting with ourselves, with family, with friends, to our romantic relationships and with nature. Today's episode, it is dedicated to the journey of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and embracing the beauty of our own being. It can be used as an affirming meditation, or you may like to use it as a soothing unwind ritual just before sleep. So if you're ready to reconnect back to a state of wholeness, then I look forward to you joining me for today's practice. A practice that will hopefully inspire you to rewild yourself, to let your radiance rise, to allow your soul to illuminate, and to become a beacon of light and unconditional love. So as we begin, find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or laying down. Turn off your devices and make sure that you're not going to be disturbed or distracted for the next 45 minutes or an hour. And when you're ready, close your eyes. Connecting with your breath, breathing in through your nose, and in your own time, exhaling completely. Allowing yourself to fall into the present moment. Allowing yourself to become present. Take a deep breath in through your nose, feeling the air as it fills your lungs, travels down your heart space, all the way down to your belly. And in your own time, exhale, releasing any tension or stress that you may be holding on to. Just focusing on your breath, focusing on the inhale and the exhale. Allowing each breath to ground you deeper into the present moment, into the stillness, into the core of your very being. Now bring your awareness to your heart space, the place where love resides within you. Inhaling deeply, breathing through the heart space, bringing the breath all the way down to the belly. and exhaling, letting go, softening, surrendering. As you breathing in through the heart space, visualize a warm golden light that is emanating from your heart, surrounding you in a cocoon of love and compassion. Just take a few moments to breathe in through the heart space, expanding this beautiful golden light, connecting to love, connecting to compassion, connecting to peace, connecting to this present moment, connecting more deeply to yourself. Just stay focused on your breathing. Stay focused on your beautiful heart space. And as you do this, I will read some words. Just breathe and listen. Any of the words that resonate with you, allow them to permeate within you. In anything that doesn't resonate with you in this time and space, just let it go. So just focus on your breath, focus on your heart space, and focus on my voice and the words that I'm saying. The universe, it is wanting you so much to say yes to the call of your soul's own yearning to rewild itself. Your soul, it is craving you to embrace with an unconditional love and an open-heartedness both your humanity and your divinity. You are being called to step into your own wholeness, for your own body, your own mind, your own heart, your own soul. Our children, our communities, our animal friends, Mother Nature, the universe, and our own soul, they are all crying for the rise of the rewilded soul. Rewilding the soul, what exactly does that mean? You may have encountered the notion of rewilding in the context of nature and animals, a process of protecting and restoring a habitat back to its natural state. The rewilding of the soul, it is a sacred and divine journey to alchemizing energy, aligning with your soul, and stepping into a true space of freedom and wholeness. It is a homecoming, coming back to your own ancient, divine, and sacred self. It is a journey where the self-absorbed ego is activated to rise into strength grace and unconditional love and become a multi-dimensional being. The rewilded soul, it is always aligning with soul and the divine. It is here to reclaim its power, its freedom, and to stand in its light. Rewilding the soul, it is about rising above the ego's hold on the self, liberating oneself from the illusions and confusions of the 3D realm, and returning to the sacred core of your soul, where balance and wholeness become unearthed. It is less about becoming and more about unbecoming everything that fear, lack, and loss has taught you to become. It is a deeply personal and transformative journey that involves embracing all aspects of yourself, the light and the shadow, the strengths and the vulnerabilities. It is about letting go of the lower vibrational behaviors, beliefs, and thinking of our 3D world. It is about dropping the competition, the separation, and the need to be better than anyone else, and instead choosing to reconnect with unity consciousness. The rewilded soul, it understands that both negative and positive experiences and emotions are part of the greater whole journey. Therefore, unconditional love for all is truly omnipresent. It's an awareness that ultimately all aspects of itself and life are a colourful tapestry of good and bad, light and shadow, and everything in between. And that all these aspects are valid and inherently worthy of love. The rewilded soul, it steps away from the need to prove, validate, to push, control, to attach, and instead it falls into a soft and surrendered state of just being. For it is within this state of being that it lights the way for others. It inspires, it calms, it guides, it incites mystery, and it works on behalf of the divine to inspire others to reconnect back with their own heart and the magical powers of the universe. Connecting to a state of wholeness and freeing the untamed essence of the soul, it ignites genuine creativity, authenticity, and vulnerability within. And this is the place where inspiration and love then get set free within the mind, body, heart, and soul. The transformative journey to wholeness, to unconditional love, and finding true freedom is within a dance of radiance, truth, and self-awareness. It is an encounter with the shadows within. It leans into joy, magic, curiosity, and potential over the need for logic. It chooses growth and expansion over comfort. The rules, beliefs, and ways of being in the 3D realm. They may try to shadow the rewilded soul. But the rewilded soul, it knows in its heart that truth cannot be taught or told, but that truth can only ever be felt. The rewilded soul, it is a force to be reckoned with. It is a powerful yet gentle energy. Because it lives in high vibrational frequency, it attracts other high vibrational frequencies to it. Knowing that what is meant for it will come, letting go with grace all that is not meant for it. It does not chase, control, attach, or settle. It trusts in its own power and inner knowing, and lets all that is divine to be magnetized to it. After all, everything is energy, and like attracts like. The universe, Mother Earth, the stars, the mountains, the birds, they are all inviting you to drop out of your mind and into your heart space. They are calling for you to unapologetically make all of your choices from your heart with full love and intention. It is a calling to trust in your intuition, to trust in the divine process, and to be open to surrender. It's asking you to release attachment and instead be at peace and acceptance with the unknown. It's inviting you to ride the ebbs and the flows of life with grace, knowing that you are divinely protected, therefore there is nothing to fear. Living in this flow state of trust and open-heartedness, it takes strength, as it requires letting go of all the logic and the rules that we are taught. But this flow state, it is the only state that we should strive to live in, for it is living in sync with the heartbeat of the universe. You see, the entire universe, it lives within your heart, the moon, the stars, the sun, the rivers, the oceans, the trees, the flowers, the energy of love, even the ones who have passed away. The joy, the wisdom, the healing, and the magic of the entire universe, it is beating fast in your heart right now. It is expanding and illuminating. It is asking you to let it all out. It is asking you to trust it. It is asking you to be lived by it. The more you relax your mind, live within your heart space, and move into soul, the more your universal heart will expand. You'll start to feel its pull, its vibration, its hum. The really beautiful thing is that you don't need to do anything special except soften yourself up and let your rewilded soul just fully emerge. You see, you've always had fragments of strength, of unconditional love, of true joy and peace within you. But now is the time for the rewilded soul. It is calling on you to set it free. By consciously choosing to reclaim balance and wholeness and embarking on the soulful adventure of rewilding, Mother Nature, she will inspire you as you swim in her oceans. She will guide you through the stars, and she will whisper to you through the wind, and she will empower you as you traverse the sacred trails through her forests and mountains. Emerging like ethereal wildflowers from nature's sacred temples, the rewilded soul, it grounds itself, planting naked feet in the rich, fertile soil of Mother Earth. With eyes sparkling and skin radiant of connection with the oneness to the universe, mind, heart, spirit and body, it's open, supple and fluid, entwined with the dance of prana or life force energy that flows through the entire body. The third eye is open and is connected with the cosmic codes of truth. The hair is aflame, ablazed with wild, untamed passion for life, as each day becomes a devotion, a living prayer, a mindful act to nurture the wounds of Mother Gaia, loving Mother Gaia back to her radiance and vibrancy. The rewilded soul, adorned in humility, it doesn't proclaim itself as the saviour of our time. Devoted, disciplined, and profoundly committed to Mother Gaia, they silently undertake their work in reconnecting with Mother Gaia and aligning their own heartbeat with the heartbeat of the entire universe. The soul, once rewilded, it commits its very essence to attuning its frequency with the divine energies of Mother Gaia and the universe. Their presence, it acts as a catalyst, sparkling extraordinary creativity, radiance and illumination, where each ordinary moment is alchemized into magic, wonder and awe. When the rewilded soul infuses sacred intention, gratitude and grace into the everyday existence, embracing unity and unconditional love with all existence, it is then that the entire universe, it inhales a breath of divine essence and healing. Your soul was not designed to fit in with mainstream ideas and ways of being. You are here to rewrite the outdated 3D templates and build a whole new energy, a realm that is defined by unconditional love, acceptance, trust, joy, and empathy. All the obstacles that you have overcome, the hurt, the pain, the loss, that was all there to show you how resilient you truly are. You see, the rewilded soul, it knows how to let the pieces fall, to let the pieces settle. And then they take all those broken pieces and they rebuild a stronger foundation with grace. And in those moments of feeling alone, rejected, underappreciated, and misunderstood, that served the purpose of cultivating a deeper state of empathy and mastering the art of holding space and listening to others. And in all those times that you engaged in low vibrational behavior or interacted with others that engaged in low vibrational behavior, you were lovingly being shown to rise above all those lower vibrational frequencies like jealousy, gossip, judgment, control, manipulation, pettiness, codependency, external validation, and self-inflation. And during those times of solitude and perceived abandonment, you were learning the invaluable lesson of not forsaking yourself. You were learning the art of how to put up boundaries with love. In the face of betrayal by someone close, you were mastering the art of releasing expectations and learning how to sit in the vibration of freedom, forgiveness, and unconditional love. It is not always easy to hold the light of the rewilded soul. The earth, it has been weighed down with fear, with limiting beliefs, with control, competition, and codependency for so long now. These ways of being, they are dense, they are low vibrational, they are heavy, and they cause soul stagnation. We have been told for far too long that choices made from the heart, that they are reckless, crazy, and purposeless. And as a result, we have lost our connection with our own heart, with our own soul, with our wisdom and our own divine power. So instead of feeling light, free, trusting and loving, we tend to feel heavy, burdened, mistrusting and fearful. When the soul, it no longer operates from the heart, it then reacts in fear. It becomes stagnant, closed off, and it limits its own potential. It becomes disconnected from the truth, from the magic, from the love, and from the joy that is available to it. When the soul chooses to live from its heart, it opens itself up to truth, depth, purpose, healing, radiance, to trust, to joy, magic, and unconditional love. It trusts in divine timing. It listens to the language of the universe speaking to it through synchronicity. Your heart and your ancient soul, it is always speaking to you. It is affecting your energy field. It is flooding your weary bones and your aching spirit with sacred waters of truth. It is calling for you to set it free and to rewild it. You know the rewilded soul. You have brushed up against a few in your lifetime. You can't miss them. They will not be the flashiest, loudest, attention-grabbing person in the room. They will not manipulate, control, or guilt-trip you into being around them. They do not work at the level of the ego. They work at the level of the soul. The rewilded soul, it does not need to announce itself or seek external validation. The rewilded soul is always omnipresent. It is whole and it is complete on its own. For the rewilded soul, it fills itself up with the divine spark and light of the entire universe by actively connecting with Mother Nature and the creative divine energy of all that is. This completeness that exudes from the rewilded soul, it is both compelling and inspiring. It represents something that your heart recognizes. It recognizes a universal truth. The rewilded soul, it announces itself into your life, not with noise or drama, but with silence, with openness, with radiance, with gentleness, with love, with light, with acceptance, with sensual energy of Shakti Ma, with gifts of mystery and divinity that lead you into a new and magical world. Like wildfires run free and wild across Mother Earth to restore the nature, the rewilded soul, it must also experience trial by fire, burning away karmic lessons and patterning, purifying oneself in order to offer their authentic and sacred heart and soul as a gift to the world. When you start to release and rewild your own heart, you may fall down on your knees time and time again, in broken down, worn out, world-hardened exhaustion. You will find yourself saying that you just can't continue, and it will take everything that you have become to stop you from going back to the comfort of those low vibrational behaviours and beliefs. At times the light, it will be so bright and you will want to let go. You will want to slide back into karmic temptation and ways of being that numb the pain that is trying to purify and release within you. You may say that you don't have what it takes to hold on to the freedom and that the light will crush or destroy you. You may want to run far, far away from all the deeply buried pain that starts to unearth from within you. The truth is, this is natural, and this is the process. This is the way to freedom. This is the path of the rewilded heart. But once you get a taste of the freedom that awaits, you won't want to stop. You may have many stops and starts. You will have falls and obstacles. But once you realize the divine truth that your heart is the universe in embodied form, you will become a divine force where nothing will no longer be able to deter you or derail you. The trials, the injustices, the soul-wrenching deaths, the heartbreak and the oppression that the heart and soul must endure in order to become truly free. But with these lessons also comes divine gifts. Gifts of empathy, wisdom, healing essences, sacred rituals, intuitive knowing and divine powers that the heart and soul has been initiated into. Because the rewilded heart is the universe in embodied form, it can withstand anything that comes its way with both resilience and grace. It can see through the drama, the control, the fear that others try to project. But the fears, the defences and the attacks, they don't influence its sacred knowing. They do not destroy its divine nature. The fears and the control of the 3D world, it does not affect its freedom. Instead, these fears, they will burn up in the fires of the heart and in the sun of the soul, and then over time they will be illuminated as false truths by the glow of the stars and the moon. All those who brush up against a rewilded soul, they will be illuminated with the awareness of their own divinity and possibility. They will be left with questions needing to be answered about the magic of the universe. They will feel the depths of their own heart again. Their ancient truths will run through their entire body and soul like sacred blood. The rewilded soul, it brings life. It stirs the emotion of unconditional love. The rewilded soul, it sees the world differently. It sees it more magically. The rewilded soul, it doesn't crave for material things. Instead, it seeks more depth, more truth, more meaning, more pure intentions, more silence. It seeks more flow, more stillness, more magic, more wonder. It craves nature. It craves more laughter, more passion. It seeks more illumination and more radiance. It craves the sensuality of being breathed in by the entire universe. This is the path of the rewilded soul. This is the path of true unconditional love for the self. This is the path to wholeness. This is the path that the soul craves and seeks. Are you ready to answer the call?